Maybe I'm crazy, but I have solved the mystery of Bad Boys 3.
Ooh, we don't even know the plot, and
I know the plot.
Well, you know the
Me
mystery.
and the writers, the director, and the cast know the plot.
How
No one
you get
else.
in?
I will reveal later.
All right.
It's because I'm smart.
Maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm not, maybe I'm not.
Welcome to the Maybe I'm Crazy podcast.
Hey.
I'm Joy Taylor, that's Brandon Newman. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
How long into the new year is it acceptable to say Happy New Year?
Anytime you first see somebody in January.
I agree.
But the difference is you can't say years.
No, nobody says years.
But like Happy New Year's. No, but Happy New Year's is the thing you say after the day. Right? Like Happy New Year's. Because that's the day.
I'm off.
That's like Merry Christmas.
I'm off Happy, New, Happy New Year's at all together. I just think it's Happy New Year.
Okay.
And also, I think there's a cutoff like pretty much after the middle of the month. It's obnoxious.
What, like 14,
like Shannon maintains any day after the first day is unacceptable. I disagree. I think you have a little bit of wiggle room there.
I ain't wiggle room. I can't see a friend, a colleague, anybody I care about.
So it's
Happy New Year.
January 28th, and you're like, Happy New Year? That's your thing? I feel like you have to use some awareness.
I text people back the same conversation with weeks in between. Yes, I'm saying Happy New Year on the 28th.
Okay. Well, Happy New Year to everyone who is joining us
yes.
for the first time this year.
Exactly. On the 8th.
Congrats on your Maybe I'm Crazy Fantasy Football League win.
Thank
we
you
didn't get
so
to have
much.
A,
Thank
we didn't
you
get
so
to have
much,
a whole official
and,
day.
And honestly, I was thinking about doing some gloating, but at the end of the day, it was God's plan.
It was,
you know
God's
what I
mean.
So,
yes,
like, who am I to be like, oh, look what he or she did? You know.
No, bragging is a big part of what we do here.
Yeah.
And
you do it better than I do.
I do. I am much better at it.
That's why I just laid out.
Because I have less shame. But congratulations to you. I actually won
you.
My all women's league.
Ooh, nice.
Yes, I did not sub out Matt Ryan the entire year. Although, you know,
really?
I was afraid. There were some weeks where I was like,
yeah.
But I stuck with him. And the pathetic Falcons managed to get lots of points with Matt Ryan for me, so it worked out.
Really?
The rest of my team was unexplainable. I actually have no idea how I won, because it was really
you're
like...
You're starting Matt Ryan at quarterback all year long. That makes no sense that you won it.
No, it doesn't, but I did.
Congrats.
Thank you. So, yeah. I came in third. Actually, luckily for us, we don't have to give out a prize.
Hey!
Sorry, no prize for you.
Wait, we were really going to... Listen, we wanted someone...
We were still trying to figure out what that was going
to
be.
We wanted someone else disclosure. To win so we could create something to
right.
give you, so we could like, oh, look, we have a new thing now. But now since I won, no
yeah.
new thing.
We will work on some other contests for everyone. Yes. But Brandon conveniently won, so that's how that works.
Yeah.
But it's NFL playoffs.
Yes.
Shout out to everyone who enjoyed our Wildcats playoff parody.
Yes.
The younger folk don't get it, but the ones who do get it, they appreciate it.
Yes.
So it is the NFL playoffs. This last weekend was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It was very fun. Other
yes.
than the Colts Texans game, which was a bore fest.
I mean. The Chargers-Ravens game was tough to watch until the fourth.
Yeah, but then they finally came through.
It was still tough to watch. I was like, the first games were snoozers. The NFL looked right for putting all the late games late because they were the great games.
I, you know, watching that Texans game, and we'll get to it a little bit later, but man... Yeah, you pipe down with the MVP talk, J.J. Watt.
I mean,
simmer.
I think I've been on record asking J.J. Watt to pipe down for over a year now. So
did you try and cancel JJ Watt?
I just was saying
we canceled
like,
a couple things which we'll get to later, which
ooh,
we were very spot on. Nothing to brag about there, but we were ahead of the canceling.
Yes.
But anyway, let's talk about the games that are coming up.
Let's do it.
So Chiefs and Colts is the first game of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I would have put that on a different time myself, but whatever.
Yeah.
Interesting. Chiefs don't do very well at winning home playoff games historically.
Now they haven't had a Patrick Mahomes yet.
There's only one Patrick Mahomes.
Amen.
They are on a bye, which I don't love for the Chiefs.
Playoff byes for teams that are shaky near the end.
Yeah.
Like I mean, let me not foreshadow, but like there's some teams that we're going to talk about that could have used the game this last week.
The reason I don't like the bye for the Chiefs is because their defense is. Not good.
Mm-hmm.
I know they have some names on defense,
they do.
But don't let that confuse you with the fact that the defense is bad. And it's not. It's
true.
Not. Don't let that fool you. Because you're like, oh, there's a couple. I know that guy. It doesn't matter. They're
yeah.
still 31st in defense in the league. I don't know if you know math very well, but that's bad. That's almost the worst.
I didn't know they were 31st.
Not quite the worst.
I looked at a lot of stats.
Very close to the worst defense in the league.
Jeez.
Which we forget. because the Chiefs are good. Mm-hmm. So it's like very confusing. You know what I mean? But that's why I don't like them having a bye. Also, you want to pay attention to trends, and the Colts are the hottest team in the NFL right now.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
They're scary.
Game. Yes, they win them hand. Other than that, Jacksonville, the week 14,
everybody gets a weird Jacksonville
but they've
loss.
They've been running,
not everybody, because Jacksonville doesn't win that many games, but they are capable of randomly winning a game for no reason that doesn't help their season.
Jacksonville might be getting a good quarterback next year. We'll talk about that later too.
Well, they're going to owe Bortles a lot of money if they do that to not play. But anyway, Andrew Luck's playing out of his mind. Mm-hmm. I know everyone still has some doubts about Andrew Luck, and I'm kind of in that category, but I'll say that's all just coming from the fact that Andrew Luck has been hurt a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I was...
like, everyone's trying to figure out why are you still doubting Andrew Luck? Because the guy has done a lot of not playing.
Yeah.
And we pay attention to what we've seen lately, and lately he's been great, but there's still that lingering feeling of, like, why don't I really trust Andrew Luck? And for me, that's what it is, because he was injured a lot.
Yeah, like, I've been following Andrew Luck because I met him, when I played high school football and I was an All-American, He was the starter of the West team. What can I say? I started for the East. But anyways... I've been following his career like I follow all those guys' career. Mm-hmm. And his first year, and he was a Stanford guy, so there's a little bit of, like, tumultuous, and I almost went to Stanford. So, like, I've been, like, kind of resentful. I almost went to Stanford. And I'm kind of resentful towards him a little bit. And his rookie year, he led the NFL in turnovers. So I was like, this guy's just going to be too much of a gunslinger. But over time, I mean, listen – he's an otherworldly guy. I have friends who have been on the Colts team, and they just say that, like, you walk by and you hear him talking, and he's talking about, like, children in Africa and, like, government reforms. Like, he's book club Andrew Luck. And that's why it's hard to put your mind behind a football player just being like Sherlock Holmes.
Well, that and that beard, it's just, you just assume he just goes home and chops wood for hours.
You see how upset he was when he accidentally cussed? He was doing an interview, he said a curse word, and he's just a weird dude.
Fair, but he's also playing really well.
Yeah,
and their defense is 11th in the league, and that is promising. So I don't, I want to so badly, so very badly, to just believe in the Chiefs.
Yep.
And I do. I do think the Chiefs will win this game.
You do.
But I don't say that with a whole lot of conviction in my gut, because it's just, the Colts are just scary. I in no way want the Colts to win this game, because the Chiefs are far more interesting and exciting. But that's my own personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And congrats on the Colts beating the stupid Texans. I love Deshaun Watson. We love Deshaun Watson around here. But he's just on the wrong team. Like, the Texans are just, they are really good at losing the first game of the playoffs, and just, I'm with Colin. I don't want to see him anymore. Like, I need Deshaun Watson to get off that team, because I really like Deshaun Watson a lot.
Yeah.
But there's just no, it just, that's just what they do.
Deshaun Watson on the Texans is Giannis Antetokounmpo on the Bucks.
Well, maybe not this year, but we'll see. Anyway, we'll get to the Texans later. All right, so the Cowboys play the Rams in Los Angeles.
Mm.
That is a home game for the Cowboys.
Amen.
If you have forgotten, the Cowboys training camp is in Los Angeles. So there are, and if that wasn't the case, well, not in Los Angeles, but in California. And Oxnard.
Yes.
Nobody not from LA knows or cares where that is. Yeah. Anyway, it's close to LA. It's reasonably close to LA. Anyway, the point is, it was already going to be a home game for the Cowboys to begin with, because Cowboys fans are obviously everywhere.
Right.
But even more so. And I this is another team I don't like a bye for. Now, they did kind of need some rest. They were a little banged up, were the Rams, but the Cowboys, I think I canceled the Cowboys this year at some point. Didn't I say the Cowboys were bad?
Yeah,
that's fine. I mean, well, at the time they were bad. So,
and if we're talking about what was said before, I think Brandon, I hate third person. I think I said something about the defense being in the top five near the end of the year on the defensive line, and that their defense has been the reason why they've won a lot of these games.
Oh, well, they're not. They're seventh, so you're still wrong.
Well, top 10. But that's still pretty good.
You said top five.
I just threw it out there.
Anyway, the point is they...
Well, let me say this real quick, because you're talking about home games and away games. The Rams, essentially every game after December has seemed like an away game for them, because I just feel like they don't know how to play in the cold, and I feel like it's going to be cold in L.A.
No, it's not cold in LA.
It hasn't been cold in LA?
It's cold. Okay, it's cold.
It hasn't been
it's
LA cold.
It's cold for LA. Okay,
it's not, been LA
it's
cold.
Not, like, actually cold.
It's been, I've been outside like Damn.
Yeah, I wore my puffy coat a couple times last week.
Thank you.
They got a good win over the Seahawks, which were a scary team.
Right.
And shout out to the Seahawks for turning that season around. Because, like, you know, I'm not really big on moral victories, but everybody canceled the Seahawks from the very beginning of the season, and they wound up in the playoffs and looked scary there for a second. By the way, Dak just earned himself all the monies.
I want to say good for him, but I still don't like his private jet ad he had at the beginning of the season. So, like, I reserve the right to congratulate him. But
private,
like,
jets.
Good for him.
There's nothing better than private jets.
I know, but just Dak Prescott as the face of the private jet.
Of all
line,
the luxuries you can enjoy, like, in life, flying private is by far the best.
I went to Notre Dame. I've flown private before. But, so I understand. I hear you, and I respect that. But my starting quarterback being the face of a jetliner feels a little like get out.
Patrick Mahomes is.
I say what I said.
Whatever. Anyway, he is going to make all the money. Like, he won the Cowboys a playoff game. It is what it is. It's going to be very difficult for the Cowboys to wiggle around paying him. I don't know how you do it unless he just decides he's just going to be nice and give them a discount, which I never endorse any player taking less money, but in this modern NFL, you kind of have to if you want to win.
The only time Brady and the Patriots have been in the situation they have been is because
he takes less money.
Yeah. And so who do you think is going to win that game, though?
That game, I think that the Cowboys are going to win. And it could be that I feel like I haven't seen much from the Rams.
Yeah.
But I don't like the bye for the Rams either. I think they're too young.
They needed the game.
Yeah. I like the Cowboys in that game.
I'm with you. Like, running games and defense travel. We already said this is kind of like a home game for the Cowboys. Jerry's going to get a chance to check out Jerry World 2.0 whenever he gets that started. And I just don't see Aaron Donald sacking Dak Prescott or being a factor enough. Because the best player on the Rams team is Aaron Donald. And I don't think he makes a big enough impact on what the Cowboys do offensively to make a difference. So, like, I mean, it might be one of those embarrassing Clemson, Alabama type wins.
Mm. We'll go to that later. I don't think it's going to be that bad. Yes, Heller.
I was just excited for hard hat Jerry pictures at the new stadium.
That's all.
Walking around pointing at stuff.
I know everyone keeps saying that the new stadium in LA is going to be like the greatest stadium in the country. And I don't know, man. I got to wait until I see the Vegas stadium, because Vegas does stuff on a whole nother level.
That's true.
And they just print money there. So
not enough to get it ready for them to come next year.
I mean, it takes time to build a stadium.
Okay.
There's ours flooded here. So we can't really be talking about it. It takes time to,
If they can find somebody, that stadium can be built. That stadium can be built in Vegas. I didn't say anything bad. Okay. I didn't even look like that. They're on coffee. They're awake all the time in Vegas. They're on coffee. No, they're on white coffee out there, and they can get it done all hours of the night.
Extra milk.
Yes.
And sugar.
But yes, I agree. Cowboys.
Yeah. Okay. Now, the Patriots play the Chargers in New England. Battle of the old guys. Philip Rivers talking shit is the funniest thing. Visibly talking shit is the funniest thing ever. That, like, pause for the first down.
That was his longest rushing play of his entire career. So I would wait. I could still be waiting for him to push first down, and I'd be okay with it. Because, like, that's a monumental moment. The first time he's been on an NFL field running that long.
That's great. Yeah, he's something. Now, while the other two I didn't like the buys for, love the buy for the Patriots, because that's what the Patriots do.
They need it.
And they need it. Mm-hmm. And they are really, really, really good in the playoffs at home. I know everyone's afraid of the Chargers. I don't like how they played against the Ravens. Mm-hmm. And I am going with the Patriots because I'm not a dummy.
Well, I would say this. The Chargers, anything can happen, because Gus Bradley was like four safeties on the field for 57 of the 59 snaps against the Ravens. Like, Gus Bradley and whatever that coaching staff is doing, they're thinking outside of the box. Like, after that, like, no one has put that many safeties on the field for, like, more than 17 plays in a game. So, like, when it comes to, like, football IQ and the changes and the coaching that's important in the playoffs, the Chargers may have a leg up.
I think the Chargers are a great team. This is what the Patriots do. And I'm not saying it's going to be a bad game. I'm just saying I think that the Patriots will end up winning, because it's Tom Brady and the Patriots and Belichick at home, and they have a bye. So, I mean, that's just generally speaking, that means they're
going
to win.
I mean, I've been preaching Tom Brady going down, like, the end of Tom Brady since the beginning of the season.
Yeah, I don't know why you keep doing that.
But I thought that maybe, like, a young person would dethrone him. I think this is the perfect way to go out. get dethroned by somebody who's always been trying to dethrone you, because I think the Chargers do win this game.
Hey.
That was Heller drop.
Heller is really... Soundboard. So Heller has a bug today. He really wants to be involved. What that was your input on
I was just trying to... I was just going to tell Brandon to call his shot. Let's do this.
Oh,
Brady's done. Come
okay,
on.
No, Brady's not done. But okay, so you're picking the Chargers. That's bold. All right. And then finally, the Eagles and the Saints in New Orleans. Another bye that is I like because it's an old... Mm-hmm. I like the byes for the old guys, not for the young guys. It's basically what it comes down to.
Yeah.
The Saints are incredible at home. Drew Brees had an MVP caliber season. They are an amazing offense, and my only hesitation, because I really felt like it's Saints lock for the Super Bowl when they had the bye and home field advantage.
But now
the Eagles is Nick Foles, man. I don't know. I know Nick Foles is a very like religious, spiritual person because but he really has God on his side, like. He has done some good works in his past life.
You can see
this life.
Yeah.
God can see that he's going to do good things in his next life.
Hey.
And he has chose to bless him.
Ugh.
Because I don't understand what is going on with Nick Foles. And I'm kind of rooting for him to get to the Super Bowl and win again just because I want to see what on earth do you do if you're the Eagles and that happens. And that's a real conversation we have to have at this point.
I said it before. I said it the last time we had a show in 2018. If the Eagles, I'm just saying.
You
last time was 2018. I said it last
person.
Year.
All right, go
but
ahead.
Anyways, Nick Foles, if he goes on a playoff run, they're seriously going to have to consider what they can get for Carson Wentz. Because it doesn't matter if Carson Wentz is the best player or is the best. He could be the, I don't want to throw any shit. He could be like the Kobe of the team in the sense of like he's so confident in his abilities that he makes plays that put other players in bad positions. That happens a lot. Nick Foles is working with the team that he has. And this is now the Super Bowl team that won. Like, now it's Super Bowl team. Adding my boy Golden Tate, who didn't have to text me back on the same day, but I texted him and he texted me back.
Hey.
And he said, what's good? Yes, I do need to come through the podcast, say what's up to you, enjoy. I live in San Diego. I'm like, bet. I love San Diego. But anyway, it's like I'm saying, like, I have to root. Now I got to switch it because I was the Vikings. I got to root for the Eagles to cause, and I do think that they can beat the Saints because that defense is real. I mean, they're just waking up. That defense, the backfield is trash, but they're good enough to beat the Saints, especially off of a bye, because I didn't really like how the Saints were playing near the end of the season.
No, I didn't either, but I still fear the Saints. I'm afraid of the Eagles. I'm going to pick the Saints. But I would not be, I don't say that with any conviction, I would not be surprised if the Eagles won this game.
I forgot about all the weapons the Saints have, like Kamara.
Yeah, the Saints are really good.
Yeah.
But anyway, so those are our picks. I'm taking the Chiefs, the Cowboys, the Patriots, and the Saints.
I got Colts, Cowboys, Chargers, Eagles.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see.
So we're on the same page with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Which means we'll probably both be wrong.
Yeah.
Bet on the Rams.
Did you know that 66% of men lose their hair by age 35?
No.
Well, your hairline is doing well. Do you have any bald spots that I haven't seen yet?
Hairline's strong, no bald spots, but I'm only 28.
Well, when you start to notice hair loss, it's already too late.
Mm.
So if you want to get ahead of it, I'd recommend 4hims.com. It's a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, and sexual wellness for men. Thanks to science, baldness can be optional. Hims connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. They'll prescribe you well-known generic equivalents to name brand prescriptions to help you keep your hair. So no snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements.
Mm.
These prescription solutions are backed by science. No waiting room, no awkward in-person doctor visits. Save hours by going to 4hims.com. And products are shipped directly to your door.
Hey.
Order now. My listeners get a trial month of 4hims for just $5 today. Right now while supplies last. See website for full details. Go to 4hims.com/crazy. That's FORHIMS.com/crazy. 4hims.com/crazy.
Do it.
With it.
With it.
Quit
it.
What?
With it. We about to turn up in this bitch.
All right. What am I winning or quitting today?
The Ravens have committed to LeVar. Lamar Jackson as their franchise quarterback, and now they have to decide what to do with Joe Flacco. The Ravens will likely shop the former Super Bowl MVP, leaving Baltimore in the hands of a new signal caller for the first time in 11 years. Joy, the Ravens are better off with Lamar Jackson. With it or quit it?
I'm going to with it, actually.
Really?
Yes.
I'm a Ravens fan, and I don't know if I'm actually winning it.
All right, so here's the thing. Everyone freaked the f*** out during that game over Lamar Jackson, and rightfully so. His stat line at the half was unbelievable.
Like, he had 25 yards passing going into the fourth.
Yeah, it was abysmal.
Yeah.
If you were going to make a change at the quarterback, it would have been at the half. Mm-hmm. So after that, it was just nonsense and silliness that people are rooting for Flacco to go back out there.
Do you think they should have switched the half?
Absolutely not. Okay. Like you committed to Lamar Jackson.
Right.
He's the one that got you here. Mm-hmm. I know everyone forgot, but the reason that Lamar Jackson got the job and kept it is because Flacco was terrible.
Yeah.
So. The most popular guy in a losing situation is the backup quarterback. Mm-hmm. Always. Okay.
Yep.
It would have served Lamar no purpose. It would have crushed his confidence, killed any momentum that the team was working on, and not helped Flacco, because if Flacco went out there and didn't do anything great, which is probably what would have happened,
right,
it would have been bad for him as well.
Yeah, and then lower his stock.
Yeah. And then you have a full. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And you are likely going to trade him. So why would you do that? It just doesn't make any sense. Everyone needs to relax. He's a rookie quarterback who runs a run first, basically only running offense.
The youngest quarterback to ever start in the playoffs,
right?
As well.
So everyone just pumped the brakes a little bit. Yeah. Like he is a kid. Mm-hmm. Most people thought he wasn't even going to play this year.
Yeah.
So I get it. You're going to have a bad game, and that's a bad place to have a bad game. Mm-hmm. But he's the future of the Ravens. No one thought that the situation was sustainable. Everyone knew that he was going to have to work on staying in the pocket more and getting a better pocket presence. And that's going to happen over time. We're very impatient. And obviously, the Ravens were on a roll. So you expected some, at least a little bit of fight out of them, which they showed in the fourth quarter.
Right.
They made it exciting at the end.
Touchdowns.
The Chargers tried to give that game away, as the Chargers love to do.
Yeah.
And the Chargers are just a better team. The Chargers are really good this year, in case everyone forgot. Like, they are a good team. It's not an embarrassing loss.
And it's really hard to beat two teams back-to-back in, like, the same, like, it's not a month, but the month period.
Right,
like,
they have tape difficult. On you. Yeah. They have tape on you. They've just played you. They know what you're going to do. And the Ravens are run by a rookie quarterback. Like, this is the situation. He's going to be the quarterback next year. Obviously, he has a lot of developing to do. I don't think the Ravens should bail on him. I do think they should trade Joe Flacco, because somebody is going to take him and give him some picks for him. And the Ravens are a good team. They're only going to get better over the offseason. I don't think that if you continue to let him play the way he is, then you failed him. And you failed.
Right.
Because you know that this doesn't work.
Right.
There's going to be a spark. There's going to be a period in the regular season where it can work. They went 6-1. Mm-hmm. That's when it worked. Now you get to the playoffs. You have to have more options. You have to have a dynamic offense.
Yeah. And I listen, a lot of NFL teams don't know what to do with draft picks. And like, so we're like questioning what the Raiders will do with all those draft picks, or if they can do anything. That's why we're afraid of the Colts, because they have so many. The Ravens don't play around with draft picks. They don't usually deal them out a lot. Every first round draft pick for the Ravens was a staple on them doing well in the next season. So I say all that to say, Joe Flacco is a real trading chip. It's Redskins, Jaguars. It's not a good recruiting class for quarterbacks going into this year.
Well, you don't need a quarterback.
But I'm talking about for other teams.
Oh, yeah.
There's not just somebody that's waiting in the draft for them to draft. So they are going to look at guys that are going to be like journeyman, 1 year options like this. My problem is, Lamar Jackson's style of play is so different than anything we've seen in the NFL. Same with college football, which is why he won the Heisman the way he did, the numbers he's put up. So, like, I do recognize that he's talented enough to reshape the game and make it his own. But as a somebody who's – that Ravens, that's my franchise. I love them. I love their defense. They've always been ran by their defense. It feels like I don't trust Lamar. I trust the organization to bring Lamar Jackson up to an ability where he can play. But like, there was a part of Joe Flacco that just knew how to throw a football when he got there.
Right. And that's what Lamar needs to develop. And if he doesn't, then they're going to have to move on from him. But Flacco is not the future. So
no,
what's
no.
the point in keeping it?
I don't know if Lamar is the future the way they think he's the future, though. He's definitely going to be the future for next year and the years before. And they were very smart not to upset his how he thinks of the people that think of him. He's very important to the locker room. He's just not a pure quarterback, and that's just troubling.
Well, They don't really have a choice because they're not going to stick with Flacco. All right, what's next?
Okay. NFL coaching moves are being made as we speak, and they're skewing heavily towards coordinators. The Packers are settling in on Titans OC Matt LaFleur. The Cardinals snagged Cliff Kingsbury away from USC, where he was the OC for 34 days. And the Bucks are closing in on finalizing things with Bruce Arians. But the Browns have narrowed it down to two first-time candidates as well. Joy, teams will pay for reaching for the next Sean McVay. Wit it or quit it?
I'm going to wit it. Mm. We knew this was going to happen.
Yes.
The Sean McVay effect, even though it kind of tampered off towards the end of the season,
right,
is still lingering. Mm-hmm. We knew he was going to get some people fired and some people hired mm-hmm. that probably shouldn't have been hired. There were eight coaches got fired this season. Mind you, Mike McCarthy still does not have a job, so I don't really understand what's going on there. The Browns situation is incredibly confusing. They've said, it's being reported, they've narrowed it down to Freddie Kitchens and Kevin Stefanski, who is the Vikings offensive coordinator for 3 weeks. Freddie Kitchens is the offensive coordinator of the Browns now. I don't know why Greg Williams isn't being considered for that job. That makes no sense to
me.
Cliff Kingsbury, he went 35-40 in 6 years at Texas Tech. I don't know why that's impressive.
His alma mater got fired from there.
I don't know why that's impressive. He was with USC for 34 days.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with them leaving USC because who cares? USC is a disaster anyway, and it's a head coaching NFL job. Duh. Of course she's going to leave, and of course you should let him leave because
that's
how this business is. But
how does this happen?
I don't know how it happens. I don't understand it. And look, maybe he'll be great, but I'm not optimistic about it. I don't get it.
There is something to NFL coaches and a team that a head coach does what a head coach does in the sense they coordinate a lot of things and let other people do their thing. So he, as Sean McVay, probably can just be in charge of the X's and O's of the offense and let everyone else do. If you get enough good people around
right. you, but you have to be smart enough to do that. And who know? I mean, I'm not saying he's not smart. I'm just saying, are there that many qualified people out there to be that strong of a coordinator? I mean, he has Wade Phillips. Like, McVay does.
But this is one of those things where you need a veteran quarterback like Joe Flacco or something. Like, you need, like, there needs to be veterans around. You need people that coach on the field as well.
They have Josh Rosen. I don't know that this is the hire for them. I gotta say, I don't like it. I'm not saying he doesn't deserve an opportunity to be a head coach in the NFL, but I'd like to see him be a coordinator mm-hmm. and have some success as a coordinator before getting a head coaching job for the Arizona
That's
Cardinals.
That's crazy to
Matt
say.
Matt LaFleur is also mind-boggling to me. He was the offensive coordinator for the Titans. He was under Sean McVay for a year in L.A., i.e., Sean McVay is going to get some people hired.
Mm-hmm.
So, cool, I guess. Sure. I don't know what that means. And Bruce Arians probably going to get the job at the Bucs. I don't think that he's going to turn anything around there because it's the Bucs and they have Jameis Winston. So, I'm not optimistic about it. I'm happy for Bruce Arians because he seems like a good dude and a good coach, but I don't know that that makes a difference. Why is Mike McCarthy why does he have a job? And on top of all that, all the other coaches that got fired, Vance Joseph, Wilkes, Hugh. I mean, Hugh, I don't think she'd move into a head coaching job right away.
No.
Nor do I think Marvin Lewis should. But Todd Bowles definitely should. I don't know about Dirk Cutter either, but or Adam Gase. But there's other qualified head coaching head coaches out there.
Well, there's talks of Bowles being a D coordinator with Arians in Tampa.
And I'm fine with that.
But there's a lot of people who, and we talked about this the other day with Josh McDaniels, like, people want Josh McDaniels to be a great NFL head coach.
They want him to be great so bad.
He wants to be an offensive coordinator for the Patriots and chill.
I don't know what is going on with Josh McDaniels. His name was out there for the Packers job and for obviously other jobs as well. He's talked about for the Browns job also. I don't get the Josh McDaniels thing. I don't think that your first time around as a head coach, you're not successful, that means that you're not capable of being a great head coach.
Mm-hmm.
But I think with Josh McDaniels, him not being successful, drafting Tim Tebow, passing on Andrew Luck, even though maybe that Elway had a little bit to do with that because, you know, he does help with the decisions there quite a bit.
Yes.
And then you bail on the Colts, which looks like one of the best head coaching openings maybe in the last 10 years
mm-hmm.
To stay with the Patriots as an offensive coordinator with no hope of ever moving up to being a head coach in the next. I mean, when is Belichick going to retire?
When's Brady going to retire?
He's not retiring with Brady.
Okay.
They might
all leave with him. Josh McDaniels and Bill Belichick just leave with
him. Anyway, I just think that this is it's a lot of like very inexperienced coaches being put in positions with, especially Arizona, where you need to develop, and Green Bay, where you got to win now. Mm-hmm. And I don't get a lot of it, and I really don't understand why Mike McCarthy doesn't have a job yet. And I'm sure he will get one within the next few days. But hopefully the Jets get him, because that seems like the best spot for him. Or the Dolphins. I'm fully open to the Dolphins making a move for McCarthy. The they won't do that because they don't do things like that.
They don't do things like that.
I don't know. But yeah, the Broncos, the Dolphins, the Jets, and the Bengals still need head coaches. So I don't understand what's happening. But we'll see.
We can't predict it, because Cliff Kingsbury just is he a head coach now? He's a head coach in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, there's no predicting any of this.
Right, exactly. Okay. What's next?
Basketball. It's my favorite sport.
Basketball.
Wait a minute, which one? I was just making sure we weren't accidentally singing
R. Kelly.
Yeah. Basketball, my favorite sport. It's Bow Wow. The NBA playoffs begin in April, and for the first time in 3 years, we're not sure which teams will make it. The Lakers are in the West, but they have LeBron. The Raptors are in the East, but they have Kawhi. And the Warriors win when they want to, but things could get rocky when Boogie Cousins get in the lineup a little bit. Joy, the Warriors will not make it to the NBA Finals. Win it or quit it.
Quit it. Everyone needs to calm down. Everyone pump the brakes a little bit.
But the West.
Down. This is just emotion. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is,
But Boogie, you don't know how. I'm telling you, there's going to be a month or a month and a half of Boogie trying to work into the Warriors lineup, and they're going to figure out if they can use him or not. And during that time period, it's going to be seeding time.
It's not even the trade deadline yet.
That's a good point. February is a big
lots
day.
Lots of things that can happen.
Yeah, the LeBron tryouts are going on right now.
The LeBron tryouts are in full effect.
Yes.
My favorite video possibly ever is the shot of LeBron, Pelinka, and Magic Johnson just assessing who will survive. It's really like if Survivor had judges. Survivor doesn't have judges, right? That's not how that works.
No. They don't.
You get voted off. You get
the people are the judges.
Right, yeah. So this is the people on the tribes.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Well, if they had judges, they're like American Idol judges, like the trials, except for everyone's trying out at the same time.
Ooh, is LeBron Simon Cowell, though?
He has to be. Out of those two?
No, because LeBron always wants to be loved. So I'm going to go, I think that Pelinka is strong for Simon Cowell.
You're saying
LeBron is
Paula Abdul.
Yeah.
Paula Abdul.
Sure.
She's like, hey, you're good.
No, I think that's Magic. Great.
Yeah, that's Magic.
Yeah.
That's Magic.
Randy's LeBron.
Yeah,
Randy Jackson.
Is, though. That's enough for me, dog.
Yeah. Randy Jackson.
Hey, that's enough for me, dog.
That's enough for me, dog.
You keep working, though. Maybe next time.
Oh, man. This is the favorite thing I've ever done on this podcast. Anyway, it's a great shot, and it is true. But, no, I think the interesting one is the East. I really don't know. I like the Raptors. I think that once we get closer to the end of the season, mm-hmm. past All-Star break, the Raptors are going to be playing at a high level. They've had some injuries they've been dealing with. I know the Rockets are playing great, mm-hmm. and James Harden is putting up insane numbers.
He's trying to win MVP again.
They had won 11 of 12 before they lost to Portland this Sunday. He is in the MVP conversation, as mm-hmm. he should be.
Yeah.
And the Spurs, shockingly, what do you know? Spurs actually winning again. Like, you know.
DeMar DeRozan.
Whatever.
They
were looking done. But you
the
know,
fact
they,
that they're looking at Kristaps Porzingis is like, what? Mm-hmm. The Spurs could get Kristaps?
No, the Spurs are going to be good. They're going to be in the playoffs like they always are. Like that's what the Spurs do. So they're going to be broccoli all year, and then they're going to be in the playoffs, and they're going to make somebody lose. I don't think they're going to get to the Western Conference Finals or the finals, but they're going to be there in the conversation. But I'm interested in the East. I think that the Bucks are someone we have to have a conversation about, even though they're the
Harley Davidson country. I'm waiting for after February. I'm like, honestly, like, I want
to
see.
Can you just move to somewhere else?
I need
Anthony Davis and Giannis to just be somewhere else.
Well, can we talk about the fact that
no disrespect to Milwaukee. We love everyone that listens and subscribes from Milwaukee.
Yes.
But
I just don't know him personally.
Yeah,
if y'all like cheese curds,
we love that.
I don't like
cheese curds.
I don't like cheese curds.
You know what? Here's the thing about Milwaukee: you guys don't like the vegetables very much, okay? And I need something. Like everything can't be fried. Not everything.
You can try.
It makes you. They do try.
Yeah,
and it's a very sluggish diet.
Think of how pissed Milwaukee is. We were complaining about LA weather.
It's raining right now in LA, which is a very, very big deal.
Back to the NBAs. Back to the NBAs. LeBron's taking his little siesta right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We didn't hear the pop, but he said he felt the pop. So like we letting him take his little rest while he's having his big meetings.
He found the camera to say I felt the pop, right?
I mean, he's a professional. He's been on. He knows what he's doing. Okay, so I'm just saying, LeBron's taking his siesta. Everyone's proven Luke Walton's shaking up things via LeBron. Like honestly, I'm just following the breadcrumbs to see where Kevin Durant ends up next year.
It's not gonna be LA.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do think the East is interesting, and the West is still gonna be won by the Warriors at the end of all this. But they're gonna make it interesting. Okay. Great. Solid contribution.
Yeah, thank you.
Hear ye, hear ye. Clemson football is petty. I like it. So if you missed the interviews with the players at the end of the game.
A lot of people do.
Christian Wilkins and Clean Farrell. Not a lot of people do. This is a good time. You know, watch the kids celebrate. This is right. The best moment of their lives.
Yeah.
Christian Wilkins and Clean Farrell made a very, very, well, I won't say timely, but an excellent cultural reference while doing their interviews after the game. Here is a clip.
If you want to come to a program where you got to worry about your coach, I ought to be in the locker room dancing, come to Death Valley.
Don't want to say shout out to Suge Knight, but man, what a great spin on in just an all-time moment in cultural history. If you don't know what this
on an
is,
award stage.
It was when Suge went up at the Source Awards and took a shot at Bad Boy and Diddy.
All up in the videos.
Dancing. It's really good. It's really clever. Great clip.
That's back when hip-hop was real. People was really about to smoke back then.
They were about to smoke.
Yes, unfortunately.
R.I.P.
Big N. Tupac.
Yes. But it was a good moment after the game. It was very funny. I appreciate it.
Like, yeah, those, it's like... It's good to know that the Young Bucks have YouTube as well. Like, yes, like there's no way they saw, like, they didn't see that.
It was 95, so were they even, like, literally alive?
That's what I'm saying. Like, they.
Like, Lil Pump must have used it as, like, an intro or something.
I don't know how they found it, but it was really good. You could tell they planned it because they were both involved with it.
We're in California.
Oh, yeah, we're in California. but I loved it, so appreciated. Very petty also, but very, very effective.
Yes.
So, yeah, shout out to them. All right, Lit List.
Is it?
At the Lit Show. Ooh.
We are actively soliciting for a new name for Lit List because... Right. We're done with lit.
Well, we're just aware of the change in the guard of the culture.
Right. Lit List is a great name for a segment.
Yes.
But
very proud of that.
We're done with lit. It was lit while lit was lit, but lit is no longer lit. Therefore, we need a new thing for the Lit List.
And I don't want to, it's not, this is like nothing against Colin, but when he said that he was lit.
Well, he's joking.
I know he's joking, but I'm saying like it's like the word when the word gets used when you hear the word.
Lit is done. We're done with lit. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So we were just it doesn't matter who killed it. Collectively, it's done.
Okay.
I thought it was me, so I'm glad it was
gone. But what's the?
You could have killed it also.
But what's the?
Let's be honest. White people killed lit. Okay.
I mean.
Lit wasn't that strong to begin with.
Are we going to be honest about what white people kill? Everything?
Okay. Well, I'm not going to go that far, but I am going to say that. Okay.
Lit was my bad. I'll take lit.
All right, you know what? It's Heller's fault.
Yeah. Honestly,
as long as... Yeah,
history
lit,
would back me up, though. History would back right, me up that white kill everything.
Lit is done. Please leave in the comments your suggestions for lit, for what we're going to do.
Some kind of list. We want a list and make it cultural.
Preferably be a young person that suggests the new name. Actually, we don't care because maybe you have a kid that is really cool and has figured
it out.
Maybe
you have a cool kid.
I have not heard any of the children use a word besides lit that I like.
No. Flame, I feel like flame is like starting, but it's hard to
work into something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No cap.
Earl's nephew, shout out Armani, says things are chill. or not chill.
Now Armani is someone you follow blindly in the coolness.
Armani is very cool. You know Armani.
Yes. Chill is. I like that then.
Yeah. So he's like,
he's
oh,
in college.
Very,
so
yeah.
Chill.
Yeah. But right. Like he's like, it's very chill.
The chill list.
But chill is not height though. No, so I don't know. Like, I don't
mad
know.
Mad chill list.
Mad chill.
Oh hell.
It might be mad chill. But when something is not chill, it's not good.
Because there's no chill.
So not chill.
And not chill. You can't have no chill. You have to have the chill. We'll work on it.
Right. So, So suggestions, please. Yeah. Anyway, so on the lit list or the chill list,
whatever it is,
something that is mad chill.
Yeah.
Over the time that we were not in here doing a podcast, right. Bird Box dropped.
Woo!
Which is still, it's starting to get towards the annoying meme territory. Very close. But
that's day two, but yeah. Right.
But it's had some lasting,
yeah,
there's a whole lot of sports connections to the Bird Box thing. So has everyone in here seen Bird Box? First question. No. Do you have any intention on watching Bird Box?
I'll be fine.
Yeah, no. The people who haven't seen it just don't want to. It's
right.
Netflix.
Yeah, okay. So, well, yeah. You know, maybe they just haven't gone around to it. That's how they live their life.
Okay. Ashley said she hasn't
got to watched
it.
Bird Box, I have many opinions about it.
You about to say Litless?
Yeah. I don't get it. Okay. There's gaping holes in the plot and no one's talking about it. So I'm just going to be the one to say it. Overall, entertaining flick. Okay.
Yes.
Very innovative.
Yes.
It was different. It was a good watch.
Yeah.
And I enjoy a good watch because it's very hard to pick movies to watch.
It's hard to get a good watch.
We spend more time looking for the movie to watch than actually watching the movie. So I appreciate one that we can sit down and watch beginning to end.
Just cut it on and be like, oh, dang, what's it? Oh.
This is what we're going to do tonight. We're going to watch movies. We watch a lot of movies. So it's fine.
Yeah.
But first thing, what the f*** is chasing them? I don't understand. Like, they never clarified what the thing is that's making everybody kill themselves.
I was thinking about that, but it's not important.
It is important. It's everything. First of all, okay? That is the most important thing.
You keep the bird in the box, Joy.
No,
that's all you need.
No,
you need the bird in the box.
I thought that was clever. Okay, I don't understand how those little birds didn't die. But
why is it called Bird Box? I'm mad. That's not clever at all.
Yes, it is.
I'm mad.
Keep the birds in the box.
It could have been called Blindfold.
Them. It could have been called Blindfold. It would have been very not creative at all. That's the first thing. Second thing is, I've lost my train of thought because
you keep
distracting me.
I'm sorry. I'll shut up.
So I don't know what that's going on. Oh, and then why does it only kill some people? Who are these people that are immune to the thing?
Insane people.
So you have to be mentally insane.
Yes, like we may be good if that shit happens.
So we're in the clear.
We may be. We don't know. You got to test it out.
Us and blind people are in the clear.
Unfortunately, yeah.
No, I mean, literally. I know.
The blind people in the school.
Here's the thing. All right.
Okay.
If you haven't seen the movie, you have no fucking idea what we're talking about. And I don't care.
Actually, no spoiler.
There's no
Netflix.
Spoiler. You just go watch the movie, okay?
It's
not a whole lot of time, and then you'll be in the know. Okay? But the memes are funny.
Mm-hmm.
I totally get it. And they're going to be used forever in reference to any referee that messes anything up for the history of time. So shout out to Bird Box because it definitely was a cultural phenomenon.
Boy and girl. Shout out
to Boy and Girl. And Sandra Bullock did a great job.
She does.
All right. True Detective 3 is coming out very, very soon.
Very soon.
Now, if you haven't seen True Detective or True Detective 2, again, this is not for you. This is for the rest of us that actually watch good television. All right.
Yes.
Except for season 2, which was abysmal. So I've been very, very excited.
It.
I was nervous that they were going to cancel True Detective forever after the second season because it was so bad.
And they could have.
And maybe should have.
We don't know yet.
We don't know yet. But we're hoping not because Mahershala Ali is the lead.
It's on the list.
And he is incredible. He's in everything. He just won a Golden Globe for Green Book, which is very good.
Yes.
And I'm optimistic because True Detective season 1, I think, was the greatest television show of all time, television series of all time, short series.
It's up there.
And it was like this to this. True Detective 2 was unwatchable.
Well, I would say this.
I forced myself to watch all of it because True Detective 1 was so good that I was like, eventually, this is going to get good.
Because in True Detective, the first True Detective, it was really episode 4 when she started popping off.
Oh, yeah. Episode 4, got cracking.
Yes, and
the
I remember
the first 4 episodes, I was like, this is dark.
Yes.
I feel badly after I watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I am not excited about life.
Yep.
I am very terrified of every corner that I turn around because these are bad people.
It's crazy
and then
out here.
And then episode 4, shit got popping.
Yeah, I was actually, I remember that time because Matthew McConaughey was winning an Oscar for Dallas Buyers Club, I think, and I was watching episode 4 live, and I didn't watch his speech because I was watching what he about to win the next thing for. Oh, okay, because yeah. I'm watching this. Okay.
I mean, it's truly...
so good.
It's so good. So I'm very excited for True Detective 3. I am praying to the TV gods that it is as good or at least close to season 1. I never felt like they were going to top season 1 because Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson were incredible and because the storyline is just about the darkest on earth, literally. So I don't know how you... go where you go from there. I feel like they just went all in, but we'll see.
It's not going to be good, by the way.
I hope that it's good.
Me too.
I hope that it is good. I do not expect it to be as good as the first season. I hope that it is just good.
No expectations.
I have to have expectations.
I went into Aquaman with no expectations, and it still was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, you should never go into Aquaman with any expectations ever.
I didn't, and it was terrible.
We saw it too. You can't. Well, look. I mean, that's what we do. That's all we do is go to movies.
Noah Momoa. What's his name?
Jason Momoa.
I love him. I want him to do well.
I think he's going to do fine. He's Aquaman. He's going to be in every Marvel movie ever made for the rest of time.
Okay.
He's going to be fine. Don't worry about
DC,
him.
DC, by the way. Okay, and we don't know how long DC going to make movies anymore because they keep putting out stinkers.
I have a weird question, okay?
Yeah.
Maybe this doesn't leave this room. I don't know. After I ask it, we'll decide if we're going to keep this in.
Okay.
Okay. I realize how insane this sounds because they're mermaids, but didn't you feel like there should be a little bit more diversity in the mermaids? You know what I mean? Why do they all look Norwegian?
I actually thought that was authentic because, like... If the city of Atlantis really existed in the time and it was like modern society and stuff like all that stuff, they wouldn't letting us in there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They wouldn't
have. Oh, that's a different look at it.
You know what I'm saying? They didn't have us around.
Interesting. So there was like a little bit of cultural match up there.
Right.
Uh-huh. I get it. And now, you know what? I think some of them should
have looked like Jar Jar Binks. A little bit more.
Well, they had a little bit of Jar Jar Binks, very underrated character. I know that pisses people off. I like Jar Jar Binks.
It was the first time I recognized someone in Star Wars that I was like, yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
I like him.
It's a very unpopular opinion.
Yeah. Shout out to Jar Jar.
You may be right about that. Yeah. I think you're onto something there.
Right?
I've completely changed my perspective.
Because I want to be mad that there's no black people living in the bottom ocean, but also like... like, wouldn't it be a waste of black people living in the bottom?
That's what I was trying to say. Like, there's no culture down there. All right.
I was trying to find
a nice way to say it, but like, where's the mermaids at?
Ariel look like Big Mama. I mean, the Ariel's nemesis. What her name is? Cruella.
Ursula. Ursula.
She looked like Big Mama from Big Mama's house. Like they've been doing us wrong for a long time.
Yeah, So you know. Anyway, I don't know how we got stuck on Aquaman. Thank you for that complete detour.
Sorry.
But I just felt like
Bad Boys.
Okay. Finally. Yes. Some culture. Bad Boys 3 is in the works. Mm. Will Smith made it Instagram official by tweeting out stacks of what I'm assuming is the scripts.
Yeah.
And my mind got turning. Mm-hmm. And then in the meeting yesterday, Heller, aka Prince of Privilege, asked a very interesting question, which I immediately solved for everyone. So you asked,
where are they going?
Gotta
go international.
They are in Miami, first one. Second one, Miami and Cuba.
Yes.
And if you follow the Rush Hour trilogy logic, they gotta go somewhere bigger and better.
Right.
They went to Shanghai, right? Something like that?
Yeah. China, I think. I don't remember. Anyway, the point is, your suggestion was where?
I thought China.
You said
Bad Boys.
Saudi Arabia or something. Dubai.
Just wherever the money is. My thought was Dubai because that's where all the Instagram models go to. Or China because they probably pay for it.
There's a reason for that. Okay. So anyway, I solved it though. I figured it out.
What's that?
All right. If you follow the trend of television and it's Miami, so the proximity of this situation, I've got it. So the plot is going to be in Miami. They're going to have to go to Mexico for some reason, deal with the cartel, and there will be, Gabby will be in it, and so will a young Mexican actress as one of the other leads.
You want to throw a name out?
No,
oh,
I don't.
Oh, she's young, like a new face.
Yeah, new face.
Ooh.
But these are all guarantees.
Could you run back the guarantees real quick in case people pass?
Gabby will be in it, guaranteed. Okay. They will have to go to Mexico, guaranteed. Mm-hmm. They will have to deal with the cartel in some way, guaranteed. And there will be a young Hispanic actress in it, not well known.
Okay.
Or like moderately well known, obviously.
Okay, I'll be down with that. But as a prelude to that narrative, they're coming from California. They've retired and found space because they're just in Venice doing it. Like this is where they really live.
Sorry about that.
This is like where they live. You know what I'm saying? So I think they went out to LA on some like.
Why would they live in Miami?
Stuff.
Why would they retire in LA?
Because of what? Do people in Miami retire in LA?
No, it's cheaper. There's no state tax.
Well, I just think it's out here.
It's the same weather every day.
All of the teasing stuff has been from LA because that's where they are and that's where they're planning.
Well, that's why they're shooting a lot of it.
But I know that. But I'm saying I think they're inspired by it, and I think they will give a little LA homage. Flair.
It's a fair counter. I just think if you look at Netflix, every other thing on Netflix is Narcos. Chapo, very hot right now. So
I need to start
it. Are they still cops or do they start their own private detective agency?
Mm. Ugh, I don't like that spin at all. Mm. They've got to be cops.
A little Go-Go Gadget action?
No. Okay. Anyway, so that's my prediction. I feel like it's more of a promise, but we'll see. We've got a long ways until we get to that.
Yeah.
Loser power rankings. These are the losers of the week. All right. Texans. Oh, man.
The Texans. What do you got to say about the Texans?
I mean, what the f*** can you say about the Texans? Like, didn't you just win a playoff game already? You got J.J. Watt. All right. You got Deshaun Watson. You got the other guys.
Javion Clowney. Jadeveon Clowney. My cousin Brandon Dunn. Shouts out PRP alum. He actually picked off the thing that Watt picked. So, like, shouts out him. But, yeah, it's tough. It's tough sledding out there.
I mean.
And PRP isn't used to losing, so Brandon's used to.
Bill O'Brien is now 1-3 in the postseason with the Texans. Yeah. Bill Belichick coaching tree still not producing the fruits.
No, and they're going to
no fruit for you.
They're going to continue to be just Patriot like betas out there. They're just going to look good during regular season and lose in the playoffs.
Look, the Colts are the hottest team in the NFL right now. I get it. They ran into a buzzsaw, but I'm just like, it's so disappointing because I really just want Deshaun Watson to be great. And it's just, I just don't think it's going to happen there. I don't. It's disappointing. And the city of Houston hates us. I really don't have anything against the city of Houston.
The sports teams. Like, why are your sports teams so bad?
I like the Astros. Astros are fine.
Yeah, they won.
Yeah, good for the Astros.
Okay.
Jose Altuve.
Why are your culturally relevant sports not as good?
Well, I guess it depends on what culture you're referring to. Yeah, all right. So next is the Bears. Ooh! Oh, the Bears.
That's not right. Because that's...
Listen.
Double doink.
Earl called that he was going to miss it. And I was just fully confident he was drilling it down the middle and ending this whole Nick Foles, Carson Wentz conversation.
Yeah.
And he just didn't. And it was blocked. So
yes,
there is that. So
the NFL changed it. It is officially blocked.
Yeah.
Someone got credited for the block.
Right, that's
But that's the problem, though. If they would have went for the... My problem is Mitch Trubisky is talented enough. He can throw the ball around. He was struggling, but in that drive, I thought he was okay. If they were going for the win, I think they may have won that game. But they were playing for the field goal with Cody Parkey's leg on the line.
Right, and he missed seven field goals and three extra points in the regular season, which is not cool. Like, look, I know, it's not cool. It's not. Because
what do you mean it's not cool?
Like, you're the kicker. That's your job. You can't do that.
No, but you have other... Oh, that's right. It's your only job.
Right.
Justin Tucker missed a kick when we needed one. So, I'm being lenient to all kickers now.
You know what, though? Justin Tucker, that was the first kick he's ever missed in the playoffs in his career.
I know.
So, yeah, that's okay.
That's a big difference.
Even though it's a tough spot, and it would have probably changed the dynamic of the game,
a little bit, yeah.
I'm going to give you a pass for that, since you've only ever missed one in your playoff career. Cody Parkey, the one. You missed the one.
Yeah.
And it's not okay. It's not chill. It's not chill that you missed that many. Okay? I really have a hard time getting mad at Bears fans for being mad at him because it's just not chill. You got to do that. You got to make that. You can't double doink it, man. And I know it got blocked, but it can't get blocked. It just can't happen.
But there was a lot of bad decisions, like whatever Khalil Mack was out there for the 2-point, there was a bunch of bad decisions made by the Bears that you can't just blame it on him.
No.
But because, like, we're talking about the Bears, like, they could have had an easier road to the playoffs. But they decided to play the Eagles. They could have laid out. Because I said they were going to rest their starters, and that's how the Vikings were going to win and get to the playoffs. They didn't. They played them out. So they wanted to play the Eagles.
Pride goeth before the fall.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds right now.
It does. It's biblical.
Is it?
Yeah. And the number one loser this week, maybe surprisingly to some, is college football.
I'm saying blah to your thing, just to be clear.
Oh, you disagree?
I'm disagreeing. That was what that noise was.
Look, that game, I like to see Alabama lose, so nothing against the kids. I just don't. I'm over Nick Saban. So Clemson won. They dominated 44-16, which was
that?
A very you did. That's fine.
Okay.
Congrats
just
for
make
you.
Sure. Just make sure.
I did not know who was going to win this game, so I didn't really pick. I also just didn't care. And a lot of other people didn't because it was the lowest rated game in the 5-year-old postseason system. Lowest rated game since 2012 when Alabama played LSU. Let's take a look here at the last. Let's just do the last 10 years of. People in the college football championship.
What is this?
So let's start 2009. Alabama, Texas. Alabama, Oregon. Alabama, LSU. Alabama, Notre Dame. Florida State, Auburn. Oh, remix. Ohio State, Oregon. So they gave us 2 years of something different. Alabama, Clemson. Clemson, Alabama. Alabama, Georgia. Alabama, Clemson. So yeah, that's how it works in college football.
What was the
score
of that game? Because I think there's probably like. Three bad games in that span.
It's not about being bad games. It's the same thing over and over again. And don't hit me with the NBA, okay? Because I'm with you. I'd like to see other people in the championship game as well. I'd like to not know the Warriors.
But I'm saying, but though, the intrigue is there because the dynasty is there. Like, people are following Dabo Sweeney and the kids that he thinks
should play football for him.
Dabo
is new. Dabo is new. Saban is old. Dabo is new. If we're talking about the dynasties, if you will.
Dabo's been there with them. This is round four, right? This was round four?
Okay.
Like, Dabo's been here the entire time, too.
Yeah,
so he's not
Saban
old.
Saban has more championships, though. Okay. So I'm not saying they're not there every year, but Saban's done more of the winning.
Yeah.
And it's not a hot take opinion. It was the lowest rated game since 2012. So I'm not the only one that... And I watched. So
how are they losers?
Because you need to have some... It's not good for college football to have Alabama and Clemson in it every single year. Okay? It was very exciting. We got a superstar now, which is exciting.
Yes.
Okay?
Least,
Sunshine
yeah.
mm-hmm. from... Remember the Titans decided to make his debut.
Yes.
Okay? Trevor Lawrence, congrats
Shouts
to him.
Out. Yeah. No, he's going to be fun to watch.
Everyone has decided that he is NFL ready. He's not. I will say, though, he's got onions. He stood in there and took the hit and did not go down. You're not going to want to do that in the NFL.
Of course. Well, I would say a lot of people get drafted that aren't NFL ready.
Look, I don't think that you should have to stay in college for any amount of time before you go professional. You don't make violin players do that. You don't make tennis players do that. Like, there's plenty of examples of people who are good enough to leave college and go into their profession that don't owe college anything.
It's based off the profession, though.
But that's the thing. It's the NFL's rule, like it's the NBA's rule. It's not the NCAA's rule. So it's not going to change because the NFL and the NFLPA are not going to vote against the veterans by letting college kids get drafted to come in and be on the practice squad and take a veteran spot. They're just not going to do it. So the system's going to remain the same. And don't hit me with, they need 3 years to develop their bodies. They're going to develop if they were on a practice squad or if the NFL developed some sort of paid minor league system.
There's a lot of negative development staying in college.
Yeah.
7-on-7 minor league NFL.
I mean, there's the alliance football thing. Something's going on. I mean, there's going to be, that's what I'm saying. Whatever the issue is, there's going to be
wrinkles.
I was
hoping that contribution would be stronger.
Why?
I don't know. But anyway, it was a fun game to watch, though.
Yeah.
I will give it that. But as far as like the ratings and stuff, which, you know, most people don't care about, but it is reflective of how much people nationally care about the national championship.
College
game.
Football isn't a national game.
It's not a national
sport.
It's become regional. It was.
It is regional. The whole thing is regional. So celebrate it regionally. Like, it's like the looking at the numbers and comparing it to like what college football would do trajectory wise. Like, there's always going to be little kids that need to play football to go to college to do whatever. All the bus.
No,
like,
no, no.
They're going
what
to always going to be.
I'm not canceling college football.
I understand.
I'm
but
saying
I'm saying
the college football national championship game is boring to fringe college football fans because they've seen the same game over and over.
But
again.
I'm saying if you think that's boring, the whole thing is. That's my argument.
No, I watched
it
the game
is.
And it was exciting.
The whole. But I'm saying the college football as a whole. Like, the national championship is not to be tarnished in any other way other than the fact that they've already got rid of the best trophy in sports, getting rid of that damn crystal ball. And
I think
like
we're having two different conversations, but I agree. The trophy's not strong. Oh, my gosh.
Let's talk about patenting the bear. Listen, because I don't know what Junie B. Jones, Amelia Bedelia was out there doing. It was crazy to watch. And he, I saw him look at the crowd and realize he was losing them, and then he started screaming and jumping and running backwards, and I was like, "That's all you can do."
We like Mr. Wayne a lot. It was not a performance I would put on the reel.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Imagine Dragons.
No. Well, you know, what are you gonna do? It's college football. It's regional. All right. What's in the Migos Culture Report?
Okay.
I think we should just call it the Culture Report this
yeah,
week.
Well, and yeah, well, yeah.
Leave the Migos out of this.
But everyone involved, yeah, everyone wants to be away from this Culture Report. Okay. Over the weekend, Lifetime premiered a 6-part docuseries from producer Dream Hampton that chronicled how R. Kelly used money and his cultural influence to sexually abuse women over 2 decades. This docuseries used over 50 interviews, including victims of R. Kelly, as well as people who helped him in his illicit issues that he needs help with. Joy, what was your reaction to the series?
I watched all of it.
I have a back half of part 5 and back half of part 6 that I'm missing.
So yeah, Earl and I watched the whole thing, and it's look, the bottom line is it's very dark. Mm-hmm. It's very sad. Whatever your opinion about him is, if it maintains the same after that, there's truly something wrong with you.
Yeah.
As
much as something wrong with him.
Well, I'm not going to go that far, but definitely something wrong.
You need
with
to talk to somebody.
Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah. We left R. Kelly in 2017. It is now 2019. We canceled him, I believe, close to or shortly after that I Admit nonsense that he put out.
Yeah, the 19. You canceled him before the 19-minute track. I said we have to talk about it. We brought him back to the conversation, but you were saying he's already canceled. And I thank you for that, because it got me to a point where, like, watching this now, I was like, I'm so glad Joy just told me, like...
Yeah, no, he's canceled. Yeah, he's been canceled to me. We deal with this a lot in sports, because mm-hmm. we have sports figures that are extremely talented and influential who have positive personal lives mm-hmm. or personalities or been involved in negative situations. Right. I mean, Lawrence Taylor is a good example of that.
Like, really beloved, continue going down the list.
There's yeah. lots of examples. Yeah. Floyd Mayweather, you go on and on. And then every once in a while, somebody is not that talented and has that equal level of dereliction, and then they're canceled immediately. Mm-hmm. So the biggest thing that made sense to me about why people hang on to R. Kelly so much, despite knowing all these things, mm-hmm. is that R. Kelly is such an influential artist who has affected
talent.
So many people with his art, mm-hmm. and as much as he has with his demons. And people don't want to let go of the memories that are associated with those songs. Mm-hmm. It's very hard for people. People have used the songs for weddings and yep. graduation, and I Believe I Can Fly was in church. Like, mm-hmm. people hear those songs, and it brings them back to a good place. And they don't want to associate that with a bad place, so they'd rather just ignore all the things that he's done. But we're past that now, because we have to evolve.
Right.
So, the takeaway is the same as everyone else's takeaway. That's rational. It's disgusting, and it's insane. And hopefully... you know, the girls that he still allegedly has, he, you know, all that gets solved. But everyone was talking about it over the weekend, and it's a huge deal, and it's still going on. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I canceled.
Yeah. I them chronicling just how many breadcrumbs have been left for us over the years, and we don't necessarily trust the, like, judicial system, but, like, there was a part of me when he got off from the P-tape situation. I was like, oh,
when you watch it back, when you watch the series, you're like, oh, okay, that actually makes sense, right. too, how that happened. So, yeah, I mean, it was a failure by so many people, and people are continuing to fail. Mm-hmm.
He's still
on
RCA. He still has a deal.
People are still failing, and
yes.
and it was really eye-opening. And now he's saying he's going to sue and all this stuff. I don't know how it's all going to play out. But anyway, it was a crazy watch, and everyone was talking about it. So, you know, it's kind of the only thing you could do in Culture Report.
It's tough to watch it. I do think people should push through, because you need to know just like how powerful someone can be when you're surrounded by yes
men.
Well,
and also
I
think I think that's important. And also I think whatever your opinion of R. Kelly is, or your opinion of, you know, some of the people involved in the documentary is, I think it should be important to know like the depths and the lengths that abuse can go, mm-hmm. and how like enabling someone who is doing that can really affect so many people. So it was crazy, but we'll see what happens from it. I read on TMZ that there's some kind of investigation spurring from it now, so I don't know.
So he's not officially canceled. I mean, he should end up in jail at the end of all this thing.
Of course. I mean, that's insane. Just, like, that's a given. But yeah. There has to be things proven criminally for that to happen.
Right.
But either way, canceled.
Bye.
All right. Thanks for joining us on the Maybe I'm Crazy podcast today. Make sure you subscribe and share with your friends and leave comments. We need a new suggestion for Lit List.
Yes.
Make sure that you follow us on all our social media pages.
Please.
At Maybe I'm Crazy Pod. Mm-hmm. Subscribe on YouTube. I may have already said that. But hope you had a good new year. Yeah. And you will watch us for all of your NFL playoff opinion. And give us some on our social media pages.
Yeah, interact with us, guys.
Because Brandon reads that.
Yeah, I you know what I mean? Like, what else am I going to do?
Sometimes I'll comment back. I can't get stuck in the vortex.
I think sometimes you comment back is a little more than you do.
I can't get stuck in the vortex.
A little less than sometimes.
Okay, I can't get stuck in the vortex. But anyway, thanks for being with us. We'll catch you next week.
Bye.
Maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm crazy, maybe I'm not.